The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments next month in a Colorado case involving a wedding website designer from Littleton and an argument that the First Amendment protects her refusal to provide services to same-sex couples. Lori Smith, the owner of 303 Creative, says Colorado's anti-discrimination law violates her right to free expression. The conservative majority court will hear Smith's case December 5th. Colorado became the second state in the U.S. to legalize the use of psilocybin or magic mushrooms last week, Jack Armstrong reports.
Ballot Proposition 122 passed with a razor-thin margin last week, with just 51% of the vote. The ballot measure allows adults 21 and older to grow and share psychedelic mushrooms. The measure also allows the creation of state-regulated centers, which gives patients the opportunity to make an appointment and consume psilocybin in a supervised setting. Unlike cannabis in the state of Colorado, Proposition 122 does not offer the chance for retail sales of the drug. Psychedelic mushrooms are still classified federally as a Schedule I drug under the Controlled Substances Act, alongside drugs like heroin and LSD. Proponents say the hallucination-inducing substance will help those requiring alternative ways to heal from mental health problems and traumatic experiences. Colorado voters saw the benefit of regulated access to natural medicines, including psilocybin, so people with PTSD, terminal illness, depression, anxiety, and other mental health issues can heal. Comments co-proponents Kevin Matthews and Veronica Lightning Horse Perez in an email statement. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
The vote in favor of creating a library district in Boulder is leading by around 2,000 votes. Results for the measure were the lightest among all of the local ballot initiatives, with the no vote leading on election night. Boulder County Clerk and Recorder Molly Fitzpatrick says local election workers will return from the Veterans Day break today to continue processing the remaining 10,000 ballots. Denver Public Schools will open a free grocery store at Placebridge Academy in Cherry Creek to help families struggling with food insecurity, Claire Purnell reports.
About 33% of people living in Denver are food insecure, according to a study conducted by Hunger Free Colorado. Denver Public Schools' new community hub and engagement department will run the store with funding from Amazon, Aetna Insurance, and Gooder, an out-of-state nonprofit organization. DPS teachers and staff can refer families to apply for access to the store. DPS will consider the referral before meeting with the family to complete an intake with basic questions. Following this, the family can shop at the store once a week as long as they can provide documentation that they are a Denver resident. This grocery store is one of six that will kick off the three-year pilot program. For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell.
The race for Colorado's 3rd Congressional District is still too close to call. According to the Denver Post, election workers continue to count ballots in the race for U.S. House Representative between incumbent Republican Lauren Boebert and Democrat Adam Frisch. As of Sunday night, Boebert leads ahead of Frisch with 1,122 votes. However, according to the Secretary of State, 3,000 to 6,000 ballots are left uncounted. According to the Boulder County Clerk's Office, the repeal of CU South development is losing by over 3,000 votes. This means the development of CU South will include a flood mitigation project, affordable housing, and possibly a small-scale stadium. Cool air is starting to ease in as Colorado expects a week of chilly weather. A cold front coming from Canada will chill the northern parts of Colorado, while a cutoff low in New Mexico will cool the southern parts of the state. As a result, today is a first alert weather day for the change in the temperature profile that is expected to last several days. The large impact from the cold front will not be the snow, but the stretch of much below average temperatures for this time of year. Today in Boulder, expect a high of 36 and a low of 18, with a 20% chance of snow before 4 a.m. In Denver, a high of 36 and a low of 20, with a 20% chance of snow before the early morning tomorrow. In Fort Collins, a high of 38 and a low of 15, with a light chance of snow between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. For KGNU, I'm Kiara DeMari.